Thank you for listening to this talk given at the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown, Atlanta.
Well, I want to start off thanking Paul Gagné. Paul came in here. He's been up on this podium for 5 weeks in a row. He was finishing up his month of August, and then for the month of September, he did a four-part series, so he was up here that whole time. And so I just wanted to start off thanking you, Paul, for doing such a great series and lifting our minds and everything for all of that. So thank you very much. And then we go ahead and we move into another month. And this month is the month of October. It's announcing fall. We've been commenting about the people that got our fall colors on. We're ready to move into fall. It's a month of harvest that's happening. It's going to be a month of sowing. All that was reaped in the spring, we're now sowing and reaping those things right now. So it's in that sowing do we see abundance all around us. I want to announce that we live in a universe of abundance. If you haven't seen the abundance around us in our world of effect, right now is a great time to go up to Helen, Georgia. They have a great Oktoberfest up there. But before you get to Helen, you're going to pass by many, many, many apple orchards, and you're going to see the abundance of apples that are all up there. Please stop by. A southern delicacy is, of course, the fried apple pie. And I remember even the New York Times gave a great article on who had the best fried apple pies through the North Georgia Mountains. So that's announcing the abundance that's up there. The other thing is I've gone to, for a couple years in a row, to Burt's Pumpkin Farm. I don't know if you've been up to Burt's, but Burt's has an abundance of pumpkins out there. They're the biggest and brightest pumpkins I've ever seen. Now, on TV, I've seen them do their, who can grow the biggest pumpkin, and they bring it in on their tractors and all that bit. So I haven't seen one in person that big, but I have seen one that big up at Burt's Pumpkin Farm up there amongst all the other pumpkins that are there. They've got a great time for families up there. You can ride the hay rides up there. They have the corn maze. So it's really a fun family thing to do up there. But mainly what I want to grasp is that we live in an abundant universe. And so just with naming all those things, as I go through my talk today, I will refer to our affirmation for prosperity that we say every time that we do our collection on there. And the very first line in there says, I live in a universe of abundance. And we really need to sense that we live in that universe of abundance. And it was Ernest Holmes, the founder of religious science, that said this, and I go back to it time and time again whenever I truly understand what abundance is, and I align myself with the abundance of the universe. And it's on the first page when you finally get into the Science of Mind textbook, this one quote. And it says, we see abundance in the universe. We cannot count the grains of sand on a single beach. The earth contains untold riches. The very air is vibrant with power. Why then is man weak, poor, and afraid? So he's starting off his quote right off the bat, telling us the abundant universe and everything. So I really want to be really clear about the abundant universe. It was Stephen Hawking that had a description of this universe as a whole picture of abundance, and he says it this way. This is what he said about our sun. Our sun is just one of millions of stars in our own Milky Way galaxy. And our galaxy itself is just one of billions of galaxies in a universe that is infinite and expanding. This is the abundance that exists overall. So I really want you to understand that we live in a universe of abundance. So why is man weak, poor, and afraid? Why is so much humanity feeling weak, feeling poor, and feeling afraid? So what I want to announce what happens during the month of October is that we go and we talk about this abundance that we see everywhere in our world of effect, but also, too, your practitioners have enlisted to serve you in uplifting your minds to the spiritual level of understanding how abundance shows up in your life. We had a great meeting yesterday with the practitioners, and they're working in the background, always knowing something better for the center. They're always knowing something better for all of us as congregants. They're always knowing something better for themselves and how they use this law in this teaching. So every month we got together last year, and they did January through December, and they list out a month of prosperity, a month of creativity, a month of love. They list all that out, and they focus on that for the center. So, of course, you know, February is the month of love, and we talk about all of that. Well, we get to October, and they talk about this harvest, and they understand what's happening with the harvest, and that is October is the month of wealth, where they understand there's an abundant universe, and they align the center with that abundance, and they treat for that abundance. That's what happens during the month of October. So you've seen the flyer that they've prepared in the lobby out there on there. And in there, there's a quote that says, by Wayne Dyer, stating, abundance is not something we acquire, it's something we tune into. We tune into. So really getting a sense of all the grains of sand on the beach and all the pumpkins and all the apples and all the stars that are out there, tune into that abundance rather than seeing lack. Because if you're seeing lack around you, that's what's going to come out into your world of experience. So it's really clear about turning it around and seeing the abundance of the universe. And so the practitioners are tuning into this month about this abundance, and we are individually if you're participating in that. They know what the law of abundance is, and they are sure that it works as easy as the law of gravity works. So I'm pulling this out. It's hammer time. How many are very sure about the law of gravity and what will happen when I let this go? Are you 100% sure what's going to happen? 100% sure? Okay. There it goes. Poor Beverly's pulling her feet back. She was like... Well, you know what? The law of abundance works just as wonderful as that law just worked. The law of abundance works just like that. Now, the law of gravity would work perfectly, too, if I just take one more step forward, won't it? It'll work beautifully. I've just misused the law, and I end up hurt or something like that. It's the same thing with the law of abundance. The law of abundance is out there, and it will work perfectly. When you understand how the law works and you work it the way that the law works, you can use gravity to your benefit. So I am sure of this law. The law of gravity existed long before Isaac Newton came along and explained how it all worked. And though people were using the law instinctively, we even though that law of gravity, we were able to somehow get up off of all fours and stand upright and go against that law of gravity, and we learned how to use that. So we were purposefully taking advantage of the properties of gravity because... We just learned how it was just instinctively. But when you really learn what that law is all about, can you do some wonderful thing? If you understand the precision and the predictability of the properties of gravity, you can make everything that once seemed impossible, possible. There's a way to look and see how that law works and bring the impossible to the possible. Through understanding how gravity works, you know what? We've accomplished some amazing feats, such as sending men to the moon. We've got a rover on Mars, all because we understand how that law of gravity works. Our early ancestors were unable to even think about such things. That would be impossible. How do you do that? But understanding the law of abundance can have a similar impact on our lives. We can discover how things once we thought were impossible are possible when you understand the law. And when it comes to the law of abundance, it's not just money I'm speaking of. We think that's what it is. When we finally get in this teaching, we learn how to treat for parking spaces and things and money and jobs and relationships and everything like that. And that's a wonderful way to break in and learn how all these spiritual laws work in our lives. So when I'm speaking of abundance, yes, during the increased income program, we are talking about how money's coming into our lives and things like that. But I really want you to know something bigger is happening by going and understanding this law of abundance. I'm talking about this abundant life. And what is this abundant life? It's a lot of things. It's happiness. It's contentment. It's fulfilling relationships. It's financial health. It's physical fitness. It's personal success. It's a deep satisfaction. That's what the abundant life is. So if you ever thought any of those aspects of the fullness of life were impossible for you, because I do have people come up and say, it's not possible for me to get the job that I want and have a fulfilling relationship. It's not possible for me to get out from underneath the debt that I'm in and understand what this means to be financially aware and things like that. However, when you learn this law, you move from the impossible to the possible. It's been there all the time, this law of abundance, just like that law of gravity. We just got out there and we started talking about that a little bit more and understanding its use and how predictable it is. Emmett Fox is a great unity minister. In the 30s and 40s, he was doing great talks, and it's so funny, he did great Wednesday night talks. pretty much 9 months of the year, and then he would just shut down and then fly back to Europe, stay in Europe for 3 months, and then he'd come back and just go through 9 months of the year again. So Emmett was a great unity minister. But this is what he said about the law of gravity. The law of gravity never considers persons nor institutions. It works without rancor or pity. The law of gravity never sleeps, is never off duty or off its guard, is never tired out, is neither compassionate nor vindictive. And no one would ever dream of trying to evade it or coax it or bribe it or intimidate it. People accept it as being inevitable and inescapable, and they shape their conduct accordingly. Well, that's what we're doing during this month of October. We are tuning into this law of abundance, as Wayne Dyer said. The law of abundance never sleeps. The law of abundance is never off duty. The law of abundance is neither compassionate nor vindictive. All we need to do is shape our conduct accordingly. So I love the law of abundance. At first I was labeling it as a spiritual law, but in all of my studies of it have I learned that the spiritual laws that we teach come from the same place that the physical laws come from. They all come from the one. That's where they all come from. So coming from the one, I realized that I can understand the law of abundance through a comprehension of this physical law on there. So yes, it's a spiritual law, but I truly understand it through physical laws. The best way I can describe the law to you is with a positive and negative charge. That's the best way. That's how electricity is running through this room right now and coming through as these lights and everything, because there's a positive charge, there's a negative charge, therefore we get the world of effect of lights happening, my voice coming through this microphone and things like that. So it's like H2O, and I like that they have this up here, so when Paul and I go into a coughing spell, we're ready to go. With some water up here. It's like H2O, what happens. There's two hydrogens and there's one oxygen that come together. There's a doubly charged oxygen molecule in here. There's two hydrogen positively charged molecules in here. And they've come together to form H2O. And what's really happening even more so is that with the hydrogen molecules, they're attracted to, even though the other H2Os have already hooked up over here, they're attracted to that H2O as well. And they all come together and form this right here. All of those positive and negative charges come together. The hydrogen is positively charged. So the law of attraction brings these H's and O's together. And just as the one H2O molecule comes together, they're attracted to each other. They all hook up and you have water. This is truly an important aspect of understanding the law of abundance, how you have something positive, how you have something that's a plus-charged item hooking up with a minus-charged item. So I want to use an example of somebody that I've talked to recently because they were, like, really cute. They're like, David, and it was a guy that came up to me and says, David, there's this really cute girl that is living in the same apartment complex that I'm at. And so I really want to meet her and everything like that. So what he's doing, he's seen her out by the pool. He's seen her go into the car. He's strongly attracted to her, and he wants to know her. So he goes out of his way to get her attention. For those of you from the South, you know, it's called putting on the dog. You know, you're putting on the dog. And he strongly wants to do this. He makes it clear that he's interested and does anything and everything he can to get her good into her good graces. And of course, the story can go the other way. Whereas, you know, maybe she's the one that sees this good-looking man in there, something like that. The man is the active part of the equation. He's the plus part. But he needs a receptive complement. A receptive charge, and even though I call this a negative charge, it only means receptive. The man is the active part of the equation, but he needs a receptive complement to complete this bond. So you have something positive that he's putting out there and everything, but if the receptive part doesn't even give him the time of day, are these two things going to hook up? Not at all. Not at all. So the man is the active part of the equation, but he needs a receptive complement to complete the bond. So unless the woman is receptive to the actions and the attentions of the man, everything he's doing is just wasted energy. And because of this one law, Hollywood is in business. Hollywood makes movies about all of this. How many movies have we seen where the man tries to get the attention of the woman or vice versa? Hollywood is making billions and billions of just this one law about how the positive, the active charge and the negative, just non-receptive charge are coming together. So we have feel-good movies where we see them come together, like Sleepless in Seattle, and we see them come together. We have other movies where they fall apart, like Love Story or Brian's Song, and they fall apart. And we're sad that we see what happens as the positive and the negative break apart. So it's very simple how we see these positive aspects and negative aspects come together, but also, too, we're sad when we see them come apart. So this isn't a gender thing either. The same principle holds together for all relationships. If someone is interested, the other must be receptive, or no connection occurs. For attraction to occur, an active plus and a receptive minus must be present. There needs to be this receptivity to that. So I want to talk to you about four different paths of combinations that can happen for this, and of those four, only one of them is going to pull together what the law of abundance works and how it works positively in your life. Three of them are just going to leave you status quo. Two of them leave you status quo. One is going to take you in the negative direction. It's going to start giving you all the things you feared, the things I feared the most. That's what it's doing. You're using that same law. So the law of attraction, this law of abundance, makes it clear that we set things in motion towards an outcome, positive or negative, or we stall energy and stay stuck in one place. So some people feel stuck where they're at right now. No show of hands. I don't want everybody to look around and see who feels stuck and where they're at. Only one of these combinations works as the law of abundance. So how many can describe their life where you're actually using this law and you're getting diminishing returns? Don't show your hands again, but we all have friends who are showing diminishing returns. They are using this law of abundance beautifully in the negative direction, is what they're doing. So the other two combinations are just keeping us at the status quo. Brilliant minds have shown us how this works with the law of electricity. Again, the plus and the minus having to come together for us to have electricity. Benjamin Franklin showed us. Nikola Tesla showed us. Alessandro Volta, Thomas Edison, James Watt are a few. Because of these people, there's a clear understanding how this electricity works, how these two things come together. That's why we have light bulbs that have watts because of James Watt, and why we have batteries that have volts. And why we drive around in our Teslas because of Alessandro and Nikola Tesla. They say how energy could be harnessed and directed in useful ways. How can you get that plus and minus together? And then how can you use that in a good way? And it's the same thing with humans. We harness energy and we can allow it to flow in our lives with precision and predictability if we allow it. So in human, energy out. How do we get this energy out? It needs a boost. It needs to be induced. How do we get this energy? We are complete energy. How do we allow that to come out? If we are unwilling to put forth to boost any energy out, that is to make things happen out there in our life, the energy our body creates goes nowhere. So we have all of this creating, and what does it do? It just stores in as fat. It's just, I'm going to just sit on the couch. I'm not going to do anything. We become couch potatoes. And what happens with that is our energy actually starts to decline because we've been a couch potato for so long. Return energy, the receptive energy, does not require a booster. In humans, the return flow of energy feels like no effort, there's no resistance. So just like those two people in the apartment complex and everything like that, for the guy to put out all this energy, I want to gain her attention, all she needs to do is say yes, that's it. That's all that she needs to do. It's not going to cost her any energy. So anything that sets up resistance is going to reduce the flow of this receptive energy on its return back to its source. In the case of humans, we're the source. We are the source putting it out there. What's coming back? Reverend Beverly did a great job announcing all those things that can stop the energy from coming in. We could not understand finances, or we have old ideas about finances or anything like that. All of that is just blocking it from coming back in. So you feel this resistant effort when you work on something you don't enjoy, or when you're in this presence of somebody who irritates you or frustrates you. So if you have this positive energy, you're putting it out there and going to work, and I'm trying to be positive, but if you're at work and you don't like work, there's resistance of the energy coming back at you. Or if you have a boss that you just can't stand, you can't do that. You're blocking that energy coming back at you. So when we're not receptive, our energy level drops too. So this is for work. There needs to be both a positive and negative, a boost and a receptiveness. The one combination that works in the law of abundance is the plus and the minus, where the two come together just like the water molecule. There needs to be a line out. What do we need to do to put that line out? And there needs to be a line in. They can block from both ways. Are you putting the line out, and are you allowing the line in for how this energy is supposed to flow in your life? So this goes back to our affirmation for prosperity, a line out and a line in. And what we say is we first announce, I live in a universe of abundance. We're not announcing there's lack and limitation out there in the world. We start off with doing that positive boost of energy. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, line out, I join in the divine flow. So that's what we're saying on here when we do our affirmation for prosperity. We're taking this law of abundance and understanding there needs to be a line out that needs to be positive and a line in that needs to be receptive or negative. Don't take negative as a negative word. It's just being receptive on that. The line out must proceed out from the source of energy, which is us, toward the receiver. But it only leaves the source when there is some catalyst to boost it. In humans, it's our effort. Yes, you've heard this, me say this all the time. It's an abundant universe. I get up here and I announce the abundant universe. I tell you my favorite quotes of Ernest Holmes about that. The other thing that I told you is about Madge in the Palmolive commercial. And you remember Madge and in the Palmolive commercial, she'd always have somebody sticking their fingers in the little jar and things like that. And her always response was, you're soaking in it now. You're soaking in that Palmolive soap now. And so what I always like to say is you are soaking in this abundant universe right now. So with those two things, we live in an abundant universe and you're soaking in it now. How come man is weak, poor, and afraid? Because there needs to be this boost of energy out there to say and announce that I understand that abundance is mine. So it's effort. And effort properly applied is responsible, it's disciplined, it's productive, and it's courageous is what we need to do. When we sit here and know that we're soaking in it now, it's an abundant universe, it takes courage to stand up and say that abundance is mine. It takes courage to say those things. It takes discipline to stand up and keep saying that day after day after day, because the minute you walk out those doors, what are they going to say? Oh, we're not going to lift the interest rates because the economy's not doing so well and we need to hold back a little bit. The rest of the world out there is telling you it's not an abundant universe. So we need to stay disciplined in understanding and announcing that it's an abundant universe. When we apply no effort, no energy boost occurs. You don't even have your line out. This no-effort path is irresponsible, undisciplined, lazy, and cowardly. These are the people that want to get rich quick. I don't want to have to do anything, but I want to get rich quick. A friend of mine down in Ocala, she was really cute, and she came up to me and saying, David, my friends in Naples and everything like that, they want me to get involved in this, and they're getting an 80% return on their money right now. Do you think I should get involved with the 80% return? And so to me, I just go, get rich quick scheme, never works, don't do it. Well, what happens 2 months later? The whole scandal of Bernie Madoff, and all those people in Naples had given their money to Bernie Madoff. So here we are trying to get rich quick, and when we understand, I don't want to put any effort out or anything like that. So this is taking the easier route rather than the most productive one. So the line out of no effort energy is negative, so we're not putting out positive. We're just not doing anything. We're not doing anything. It's one of just allowing things to happen rather than acting purposefully. We lose people in this teaching because we ask you to act purposefully. That's what we need to do. For the line in, we must be receptive to the energy we just boosted out on the return. So we must have no resistance on the return line. This is where positive thinking, feeling, faith, and acceptance need to be applied, and this is where people get tripped up. The attitude line must be passive or receptive for energy to come back. It must be positive thoughts, positive feelings, positive expectations. So that's why I changed this Abundance Plus program a few years ago when I started it back at Atlanta Church of Religious Science back in the 90s. It was called Unexpected Income Program. And it's on this line back that I knew that that wasn't working correctly because it was unexpected. And I said, no, it needs to be expected. You need to have the expected return coming from the energy that you put out coming back at you. So we changed it. I think we changed it to I square, increase income, and then we changed it to abundance, abundance plus. So I knew we need to expect it because I understood how that line works. So let me quickly explain the four paths so you don't get lost on me here. The first of the four paths is the path to negative abundance. This is where we get worse things off. We get a lot of what we don't want. In this equation, there's a positive and a negative, but they're backwards. There's not a positive line out. It's actually a negative line out. A negative line out is I'm not expending any energy whatsoever. The energy is flowing, but it's flowing backwards in this case. It's just as throwing your car in reverse. Your car doesn't care whether it goes forward and reverse. Which way are you putting the energy? How are you doing that? Energy flows backwards because the application side is receptive or negative or lazy. We don't put anything out there. I don't announce that it's an abundant universe and that abundance is mine. This is living in a fearful life or allowing life just to happen. A lot of our friends allow life just to happen. And on the line in, you have a positive aspect going on of disbelieving the law. You're not allowing the law to come in. You're disallowing the law, I'm not worthy. So here you have this negative output, this positive input that's actually negative on there. And here it just shows up with more and more negative things because you're just using the law backwards. You're using the law backwards. So this means that what we need to do is define goals. How do we define goals? That's coming back on here. When you define a goal, you're starting to allow a receptive path of how I'm going to put that law out there, I'm going to have these goals come back. Setting out plans. But if this is not done or is unclear or is totally absent, there's nothing to receive. So how do you get this reception set up? So what you've done is not put any effort to boost energy out, and you've not made a home for energy to return to your plans or goals or anything like this. And this is where you start getting a lot of things you don't want in your life. This is not playing the lottery. You didn't put any energy out, but yet you still want the money. You haven't put any energy out. You can't win unless you buy the ticket. This Abundance Plus program will not work unless you spend the energy. You need to spend the energy on this. That's why we ask you to do this twice a day when you're reading that during the month. The Abundance Plus program will not work unless you spend the energy, the responsibility, the discipline to do this treatment. It's also stating the law doesn't work, so no receptivity. We've done this before, David, I've done this before, and money never comes back, it doesn't work. You're not receptive to the law and having it come back. So it needs to have both of those. Path two is apparent path to nowhere. This is a plus and a plus. This plus line out of saying, okay, I understand this law and everything, but they're a plus line in, meaning it's not receptive at all. So in this case, you have a responsible, disciplined, courageous action, but you're worrying, struggling, fearful, and you have doubt. This is exactly what Reverend Beverly had in her reading. We had all of those things going. So the plus does not allow the energy to flow. It's like putting two brand new batteries together, but backwards and upside down, so the positive heads just hit each other. And you put two pluses together, you have a perfectly good flashlight, but it's not going to work with those two pluses together like that. It's not going to work. It's on this path that you have good energy going out, but you've not provided a channel for energy to return with positive results to you. So this is like the flashlight. You have a lot of energy, but it can't get to your intended source, your goal, because of your doubt and your worry. It can't come through. And I think back to a class I took with Paul when he was describing doubt, and it was like planting a seed. And he said, this is what happens is, like, I put all that energy out, I plant the seed out there, but for the source to come back in, I'm doubting that because the very next day after I plant the seed, I dig it up to see if the roots are growing, and I put it back in. And the second day, I dig it up, and I look to see if the roots are growing and everything like that. Well, what is that plant going to look like when it finally does sprout and come through? It's not going to be near as healthy as if you had complete faith in that law of growth and allowing it to occur. So it's having the doubt, and that's going to ruin that energy that's coming back. So this is doubt. This is blocking the energy of the universe to do its job. So I have the right line out. I've planted the seed. I've got this effort, and I'm being disciplined about it and everything like that. But I'm not receptive. I'm not allowing that growth to occur. I don't have the faith, and Paul just finished up talking on faith. People on this path are working hard and diligently. They're being responsible and disciplined, but they're doing a lot of things they don't enjoy. They're blocking the path back. This is keeping the nose to the grindstone, even though what it is that we're working toward is not fulfilling at all. That's putting it out there. You're not allowing the path to come back. Many people on this path, because of expectations of others, like a critical parent, a critical spouse, a critical boss, self-imposed expectations, all of that is blocking the path back. We have good intentions and we're working hard and we're putting out the effort and we're putting out the discipline and everything. However, what we're not allowing a path for it to come back to us and do this full circle of this circle of flow of energy. So here you have a positive, good energy out, but not receptive to allow the flow to return. Energy does not flow here, just like the flashlight. Mainly fear and doubt will keep you stuck. So your life doesn't change very much. You still work hard, but you don't allow it to come back. You still work hard, you don't allow it to come back. You still work hard, you don't have it. So doing the affirmations, thinking positive, but they're not so sure all that work will lead them to their desired outcomes. And this is where burnout occurs. I keep putting it out there, I'm just not allowing it back. I keep putting it out there. That's where burnout occurs. So if you're going through burnout, that's what's happening. We don't have this whole flow happening with us. And the third path is the easy path to nowhere. It's just stuck in delusion. The third path is negative, negative. You just have the two negative signs. This group does what is easiest in the moment. If it requires energy on the line out, I don't want to do it. These people are normally irresponsible, undisciplined, and often lazy. They avoid risks. They stay in their comfort zone. They rarely do anything courageous. Here, goals are unclear. They don't have any goals, mainly because they don't want to expand the energy to create them. Here, the line out is allowing things to happen. No discipline, no effort. The focus is unclear or limited and stuck. These are people saying, God will take care of me. God will take care of me, even though they're not taking care of themselves. This is why just yesterday did we speak in our practitioner meeting of starting groups in January. We've got great groups starting in January with the practitioners. This is to put a boost in the line out, to set goals, you know, to set those New Year's goals, to have masterminding happening, put a boost to the line out, get focused, be disciplined about it. When you're in a mastermind group, you meet regularly. Also, do you have accountability in there? It's truly using this law beautifully and making your life change. So this is where we get a lot of the things we desire. This is the plus minus on this path four when we finally get there. Path four is the path of positive abundance. This is where we get all those things we desire. This is an effort on the line out and nothing blocking the return of the energy. On this path, you are inducing or boosting energy along the application line and keeping it active with responsibility, discipline, courage, principled actions. That's what you're doing with the line out. We're sending this energy out and allowing it to return to us in full measure by keeping the return line free of resistors, being open, being accepting, being allowing, and believing, being very receptive to great outcomes. That's what I need to know. To have abundance in life, every part of this abundance formula must be in place, and the receiver must be precisely designed to accept and appropriately express the energy we send it. So how I say that is I have a lot of people that put out there that saying, I want $1 million. However, they're not ready to receive $1 million. They don't have the consciousness of $1 million. So therefore, they put out there, and they're disciplined about putting it all out there, that I want $1 million, but they're not ready to receive it. Same thing happens with a 100-watt bulb when we put that out there. If we want 100 watts of light from the electricity, we need a bulb designed to deliver 100 watts. So that's what we need to do. And we need to build this $1 million receiver, just like the 100-watt bulb knows how to build the light bulb. So we're not always on this positive boost of energy out there and very receptive to everything coming back all the time. So I'm announcing that's what the law of abundance is. is being disciplined, being responsible, being courageous, taking those steps, setting those goals is where I like the U-turn portion. Setting the goals and everything are on the U-turn portion where that energy starts coming back. If you have goals and what it is that you're trying to desire, achieve and everything like that, and then be receptive. Don't be doubtful that the work is, that the law isn't working. Don't be worried. Don't keep pulling up the plant to see if what it is I planted has grown. Don't be doing all that. That is all stopping this. It's turning the negative receptive coming back to you. It's turning it to positive and it's going to block it. So it's truly understanding how that flow goes. So people do that and they get very affirmative out there and we're in the Abundance Plus program, but they don't feel worthy of the money coming into their lives. They don't feel worthy. It's hard to get rid of the old thing that we learned in all the little Methodist church and the Baptist church that I grew up in. Just saying that, you know, money is bad. You got to get rid of it. You're not allowed to have money. So if you have that in your consciousness, you're blocking that return coming back at you. So sometimes people think wealth comes at a high price. That's going to block it as well. So, and it's not just money. Money's very shallow. It's a shallow commodity. But we need to have this abundance of joy, health, courage, integrity, kindness, contentment, generosity, self-love. All of those work on the same law of abundance. This positive charge that I put out, this boost of energy that I put out, yes, you're soaking in it, but what are you doing to go ahead and announce that it's in your life? So this is how the law of abundance works. Four different paths, and I am as sure of this law as I am sure of the law of gravity dropping that hammer when I dropped it. This law of abundance works as sure as that. And so when you look around in all the different aspects of your life, see where you have the plus plus. See where you have the minus minus. See where you have the minus and the plus coming back. Look at all those areas, because if we're not getting the things we desire, it's happening in one of those three areas. But the minute you start getting into the flow, the minute you start understanding this law of abundance, of how it goes out and how something needs to be receptive for that, is your life going to change? The practitioners are as sure of this law of gravity, and I want you to be as sure as this law of gravity. That is the Abundance Plus program they're leading this month. They're giving you the energy boost to sit down and read this Raymond Charles Barker treatment that's in here. So it's over here on this column that you sit down and read the Raymond Charles Barker treatment for prosperity and increased income. It's the discipline of doing it twice a day for 31 days. So we're really putting the positive thing out there. We're giving you the positive sign. We're giving you the boost. We're helping you along with this. So we're doing that. The second part is the faith part, the courage part, the principle action part. So that's why in the middle we have the prosperity checklist here, and they want to let you let go of all the things that are blocking the energy that are coming back at you. It says, I surrender all my needs, desires, fears, and concerns to one infinite source. I listen within for guidance towards actions I'm to take in the outer world. That's the courage part of it. I follow through on those actions with a sense of faith, trust, and expectation. That's the second part of that law of abundance working. So you're not blocking that energy from coming back at you, making that full circle of how this energy shows up in your life. So I've been trying, and I think just yesterday I finished catching up with all of my House of Cards episodes, trying to get ready for the new season. And one of the characters goes to an AA meeting, and they end every meeting with, keep coming back. It works if you work it. This program works if you work it. It's a program designed to set you on path four, to let you see how the other three paths don't work and that keep you possibly stuck or actually making things worse in your life by doing that. This path, this positive line out, this receptive line in, this is the only path toward true prosperity, prosperity plus. It is the law of prosperity. It is wonderful, and so are you. And so it is. So let us take this into our understanding. When we walk out of these doors right now, what we've learned is that there are a whole lot of different ways that this law of prosperity exists. It's wonderful. We live in an abundant universe, but something needs to happen, and it's in a place like this that we teach each other how it is, how things happen in our lives, these spiritual laws, these physical laws, how they all work. And when we see how they work, we can see how our life is exactly the way that it is. But it's in this place, in this time, that we do recognize that it's an abundant universe. A universe full of infinite number of laws, infinite number of stars, infinite number of sands on the beach. That is what's going on. And when we understand the infinity of it all, we need to also understand that we're an aspect of that infinity. The infinite abundant universe is our infinite abundant universe. The universe that we each live in our own small little universes that we're co-creating with this universal intelligence is ready to allow this law to flow through us in every single aspect of our lives. We are ready to be prosperous in our love. We're ready to be prosperous in our health. We're ready to be prosperous in our careers. We're ready to be prosperous with money. But when we understand how we have to put both of these things out with our law and how we need to let the things that are blocking it come back into our lives, let all those things go, we come into this great awareness. This is the truth of all the ages that's been spoken about, this law and how it works. And it is on this day that we open our minds and our hearts to an understanding and physically can see exactly how that law is working. We let go of the small ideas that we had about prosperity in the past, for they no longer have any bearing on what it is that we're doing today or during this month during the Abundance Plus program. We open ourselves up to this understanding of how this flow of life, this flow of current of prosperity happens in our lives, and how we may not be using it at all, but it is on this day how we understand how we use it and we're receptive to all the good the universe has to offer. We give great thanks for this understanding and we release our word to law, knowing that it's the truth for every single one of us in here, and so it is.